"Yes, it is," Prince Joffrey insisted. "They all attacked me, and she threw Lion's Tooth in the river." Ned noticed that he did not so much as glance at Arya as he spoke. "Liar!" Arya yelled. "Shut up!" the prince yelled back. "Enough!" the king roared, rising from his seat, his voice thick with irritation. Silence fell. He glared at Arya through his thick beard. "Now, child, you will tell me what happened. Tell it all, and tell it true. It is a great crime to lie to a king." Then he looked over at his son. "And when she is done, you will have your turn. Until then, hold your tongue." As Arya began her story, Ned heard the door open behind him. He glanced back and saw Vaian Poole enter with Sansa. They stood quietly at the back of the hall as Arya spoke. When she got to the part where she threw Joffrey's sword in the middle of the trident, Renly Baratheon began to laugh. The king bristled. "Sir Barristan, escort my brother from the hall before he chokes." Lord Renly stifled his laughter. "My brother is too kind. I can find the door myself." He bowed to Joffrey. "Perchance later you'll tell me how a 9-year-old girl, the size of a wet rat, managed to disarm you with a broom handle and throw your sword in the river." As the door swung shut behind him, Ned heard him say, "Lion's Tooth," and guffaw once more.